And we are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me is John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. So, John, you know, saving for retirement takes a lot of different forms. A lot of us have a 401k, but at the same time, there's a lot of us that don't. So if you are one that doesn't have a 401k, I've put together a list of some things that, you know, are popular, but also some on the cutting edge, so to speak. But let's get to brass tacks, nuts and bolts, the traditional IRA, the backbone of retirement outside the 401k.
Traditional IRA, Steve, for a lot of our listeners, they put their money in, it's pre-tax. They pay the taxes on it upfront, like they come out of their paychecks, but they get the deduction on the end of the year in their tax savings and when they file their tax returns. Traditional IRAs, they grow quickly. They're nice because all the dividend interest, depending on where they have the money investment, any capital gains, they compound annually without being taxed. IRAs generally have more investment options than 401ks do. So you have more choices of where you can put that money. You also have more control of where you can put the money and how you can invest it. One of the advantages of having money in an IRA versus a 401k, especially for people over 59 and a half, if you take money out of your 401k prior to that, you can borrow it in some situations, but any dollar that comes out of a 401k automatically gets hit with a 20% mandatory tax withholding. If you take money out of your IRA, you don't have to pay that tax up front. You control when you pay the taxes. So it gives our clients a lot more flexibility when they sit down. I mean, some people don't even pay it because of write-offs or losses. But again, when you pull it out of a 401k, whether you have losses or not, you have zero choice. The company automatically withholds 20% by law. So again, by converting to traditional IRAs, especially if you don't have ones, you obviously get a lot more control yourself. You decide what company you want to put it with, what kind of investment you want to choose, and generally what fees you're paying.
Sure. Well, and again, to contrast that, and we've talked about this often, and that is a Roth IRA, and that is really an important tool in the retirement toolbox.
Well, absolutely. So, Steve, when people put money into a Roth IRA, it's done with post-tax dollars or after-tax dollars. There's no tax on any future distributions. The nice advantage also is there's no required minimum distribution options when it comes to a Roth IRA. However, it is limited to how much you contribute to it. And for most people right now, especially anybody under the age of 50, $5,500 is the maximum you can contribute, $6,500 if you're over age 50. But there's also a lot of our clients, when we sit down with them, Steve, they can't contribute to a Roth account because they're excluded with the phase out because of their income levels. So if you're a single person, the phase out starts at $120,000 all the way up to $135,000. Once you go over $135,000, you can't contribute any dollars to a Roth. So for married couples out there, Steve, the phase out starts at $189,000 all the way up to $199,000. So if you have a couple out there that's making over $200,000 a year, they cannot get Roth accounts. So we kind of got to do something a little bit, you know, tricky when it comes to conversions or even contributions. What we call it is a backdoor Roth, where we set up a traditional IRA because there is no earned income limits for traditional IRAs. And then what we do is we convert it to a Roth IRA, pay the taxes on the contributions and the gains, and now we put them into a Roth that way. So are there definitely different strategies that are available? It's not the end of the world. If people make more than 200 grand, there are definitely ways we can set them up for them. But again, it's all about knowing how to manipulate the tax codes and keep the money in your pocket rather than sending it off to Washington.
Well, I mean, John, that makes so much sense when you say it that way. And boy, great things to take advantage of for folks, too. So let's talk robo-advisors for just a moment. What are your thoughts? What do you think?
Well, I think it's becoming a little bit more, you know, the younger generation seems to be going a little bit more for online services, things like that, for managing their investments, especially when they sit down with their 401k people and they have a computer program that suggests different appropriate investment options for them. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the negative things is the computer really doesn't get to know the client. There's so many different variables that go into it that can't be put into these programs. You know, hey, it is becoming more popular, especially with the younger generations, but for different platforms, like I said, for most of our clients, especially for the income planning part, it really doesn't come into play with us.
Absolutely. Well, and again, if you're looking for that personal touch when it comes to financial planning, John, you've got a great offer for everybody today.
Absolutely, Steve. Like I said, what we do for all of our listeners, we do the complete Social Security Maximization Report. We do an income planning report for you, so we'll have a plan in place for different strategies as far as taking income in retirement, reducing your taxes. We also do a portfolio review here with our fiduciary, John Herron, in the office, where he'll sit down and break down your current investments, what fees are you paying. And Steve, for any of our listeners who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust, so we help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Well, John, finally, somebody is offering retirees and pre-retirees some good common sense and straight talk instead of, well, that financial double talk and a sales pitch. Well, folks, you just need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call, 800-477-1135. And when you do, you're going to receive a comprehensive financial review that shows you where you are right now, certainly, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. John, anything before we go?
No, Steve, just have a great day, and we'll talk to our listeners next week.
All right. Hey, we hope you enjoyed the show, and the information that we presented was helpful to you. But again, we will be here again next week with new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.